Next up, he needs no introduction. He's known as the Detroit City Madman. He's been performing live since 1958. And we all got to know him with the Amboy Dukes. He started playing with the Amboy Dukes, Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, in 1965 in a little place called The Cellar while he was still in high school in Arlington Heights, Illinois. And what else can I say? The guy just simply kicks ass. And if you didn't know by now, the smoking lamp is lit. And before we move on to Uncle Ted, a quick station ID. Rock on. You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there. We'll be right back.
You are- Wake up, 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 w
man was a Bristol musician, Ted Nugent is. On April 5th, 1968, he and a group of fellow musicians played a folk rock and blues tribute to Martin Luther King. The musicians in attendance comprised of Joni Mitchell, Al Kooper, Cactus, Jimi Hendrix, and others. Rock on, Ted.